My name is Martha.
And this is Colby on Martha and Colby Grow Up,
a podcast where we talk about the things that made us who we are and where we're going in the future.
Because every week we're finding a new way that we're growing up.
Hey, I'm Martha.
And this is Colby on Martha and Colby Grow Up,
a podcast where 20-somethings navigate life apart together. Oh, that's cute. That's a good new tagline. I like that. All right. Well, hello, everyone. We are back after the new year with a new question of the week. And this is a very serious question, and I need you to take some time to think about it. But what would you wear to dinner with the Kushners?
Not that dress. Do you want to explain that?
I do want to explain that. So on the hit TV series, Project Runway, a designer recently had to design a dress for Karlie Kloss, and Karlie is one of the judges now. I used to watch Project Runway back when it was still Heidi Klum and Michael Kors and Nina Garcia, so like way back in the day. So these are all new judges, and I haven't watched it yet.
So you're a Project Runway hipster is what you're telling me.
Honestly, yeah, I used to we used to have the first few seasons on DVD. Jeez. Actually. So, yeah, who buys shows on DVDs anymore? But basically, this designer made a dress, and one of the judges was like, "I could never see Karlie wearing it. We should just play the clip. It would be funnier." But
roll the clip.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. Yeah.
I was just kidding, but
basically, this designer made this really ugly dress, and Karlie and this judge was like, "I could never see Karlie wearing that." And then the designer clapped back, and he's like, "Not even to dinner with the Kushners?"
Because, as I learned, Karlie Kloss is married to a Kushner.
Yes, Josh Kushner, who is the brother of Jared Kushner, and apparently he is a Democrat, but whatever. And if you don't know who the Kushners are, the Kushner, Jared? Yeah, Jared is married to Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump's youngest daughter, oldest daughter.
Wow. The one he likes. Not Tiffany. The only thing I know about Karlie Kloss is that she's on the Bill Nye show. Is literally the only thing I know about her.
Really? She's on the Bill Nye
show? The new one, yeah. Like, oh, Bill Nye Saves the World, whatever.
She was a model and was one of Taylor Swift's best friends. I don't know if they're friends anymore. That's kind of been drama recently. But anyways, you can find me on Instagram at Real Martha Riley and at our new handle at Martha and Colby. Same goes for Twitter as well.
And you can find me on Twitter at Colby Complains. Martha, do you want to talk about the name change for like 30 seconds?
I sure do.
Like the reasoning behind it. And we talked about it a little bit, but
so we have a new name. It's Martha and Colby Grow Up. And we changed it because although Shit You Need to Know is like a good name, and I still have the URL for it, so who knows, maybe I'll like do something else with it at some point. But it didn't really encompass what we talked about, because I used to be a solo show and I would do interviews every week, and that was really like, okay, Shit You Need to Know. And then I brought Colby in and we kind of just talked about, you know, millennial life a little bit, and that's not, you know, but that's not really things you, it's need to know. Like, I struggled with the need to know, like, okay, sure, maybe it's fun to know about how we lost friends and can't make friends and how we live with our parents.
Not anymore.
You're right. I still live with my mom, but so that didn't, yeah, that wasn't like a need to know thing. It was maybe a nice to know thing. So we decided to change the name. It took a while. It actually took a very long time to figure out a name that we liked enough to run with it. And we also have some new logos, so it will be fun. Hopefully you can still find us and recommend us to your friends. I know Shit You Need to Know is pretty punchy, but Martha and Colby Grow Up is cute and what we do. So
also, search engine optimization does not enjoy curse words, so
that is very true. And Apple Podcast doesn't enjoy curse words either. It's very much, it's hard to get approved if you have a curse word. You have to like actually put the asterisk in the word. So
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
My other podcast is clean because my parents listen. So
they don't listen to this one? Rude. All right. What are we talking about this month, Colby?
We are talking about Reflections, specifically the song from Mulan.
You want to sing that for us?
No, because I lost my voice yesterday at the Carolina basketball game. It would sound very bad. Also, just no generally.
What did I sing on the podcast, like, recently?
Is it something from Cass? It's probably Memory.
No, I don't remember what episode it was, but I definitely, like, busted out into song. But anyways, yeah, so we're going to be talking about reflections, not the song from Mulan. We're going to talk about our decade reflections, so like 2000 to 2010. Probably won't really get meaningful.
2000. Wait, what?
Oh, wait.
No, not bad at all. We're talking about 2011 to 2019.
Yes. So not 20 years.
No, just 2010 to 2019. There we go.
Yeah, 2010 to 2019.
We know how years work.
I'm supposed to be bad at time. oh my God, wait, I need to tell you about my dream last night. This is relevant to the podcast, sort of, because it's about time. So I won the lottery last night, my dream. I won $300,000.
Congratulations.
And yeah, thank you. But it was like a scratch-off ticket. And the scratch-off ticket was you had to match the clocks with the winning numbers. And it was so weird because, like, I obviously can't tell time that well unless it's digital. That's probably not obvious, I guess, but now you know I can't do
it. It was obvious to me.
Yeah, yeah, right. So he texted me, you're like, okay, 2 p.m. Eastern. I was like, all right, noon. And then my friend was like, Martha, no, it's 1 p.m. I was like, fuck, you're right. Like, I still can't get it. I don't know why. So I had to match the clocks, but you know what? I did it and I won. So there's hope for me yet.
In your dream. Who knows if that's actually, if you actually won or just Martha's dream brain made it so you won.
And then I had to text my friend to get a lawyer. So that was weird. But like, that's what my brain thinks of. Not like, oh, what am I going to spend it on? I'm literally like, okay, I need to set up a trust so people can't find out my information.
Maybe your 2020 goal can be learning how time works
or make more money. I would like to do that. So yeah, we're going to talk about our last decade, and then we're going to talk about what we want to do this year, any goals we have, any resolutions that we may have. Maybe you're not a New Year's resolution person. We haven't talked about this yet. So yeah, let's hit it. Let's start with the year 2010. How old were you?
2010, I was, now you're making me do math, 13 and 14 in 2010.
Yeah, you literally just subtract 10, dude.
Yeah, 13 and 14.
I was 15 and 16, so that was sophomore year. Yeah, that was sophomore year of high school.
It was 8th grade going into high school. I graduated from middle school in 2010. I graduated 3 times last decade.
Wow. Did I? No. I don't know. I did. Nope, I didn't. 2009 was when I started high school. So you got me beat on that one.
Graduate middle school, whatever that means.
Get to a place where people actually respect you and where you maybe have more friends. Oops, that was my middle school experience.
I did have more friends by the end of middle school.
I guess I did, too. I had more friends in high school, though.
Yeah, well, I was weird because, as I've mentioned, I went to my weird elementary school. So I went from that elementary school to my neighborhood middle school. So I had to make all new friends. Only like 2 of my friends from elementary school came with me to middle school, and I didn't know them like super well. So,
oh yeah, this was the magnet school, right?
Yeah, I went from the magnet school to just a regular public school.
So sophomore year of high school, okay, I can think of something that happened. I started the speech team. I wanted to join speech because all of my friends were in it, and I was actually like horrifically bad my first year. I think because I had a bad coach. Like, I think I was definitely smart enough to do whatever they wanted me to do, but I just don't think the coach that I had was amazing. So I thought that was interesting. And then eventually I did that for, you know, sophomore, junior, senior year of high school. By senior year, I got pretty good. So proof that if you work hard at something, you will succeed.
My first year of high school, I started marching band. Probably one of the better decisions I made. I really struggled my first year. So I was in a lot of pain because I have, as the athletic trainer of the football team would come to call, the flattest feet he'd ever seen in his entire life.
Oh, wow.
So,
send a picture of your feet.
Yeah, marching band was a struggle for me my first year.
I have pretty flat feet, too, actually. We have that in common.
That's good to know, he says questioningly. I did not know how to manage that very well. So I was just in a lot of pain standing and walking and marching. And my band director said that he thought that I was going, like, he would tell me later and also tell the rest of his students forever that he thought that I was going to quit doing marching band. But I stuck with it for 8 years. So, yeah, that was the end of my 2011, was getting through that first marching season. It was really fun, and I'm glad I started it then.
What year? You graduated high school in 2014, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh. You're my brother's age, but you're, like, way more mature than him, so it takes me on. All right. Okay, so 2010. So 2011, I was junior into senior year. This is the year that you have to take, like, your SATs and your ACTs. I remember I would go into the library with my friend, and we checked out these huge study books because we didn't want to buy them because they were super expensive. So we would go to the library, take these study books, and then take the tests out of the study books. Not like we wouldn't rip them out, but we'd just, like, have them open on the table, and then we'd, like, time ourselves for 4 hours doing the ACT so we could, you know, get good scores, get into good colleges or whatever. I think it paid off. Like, I did decently. I got a 30 out of 36, which I was proud of, and which that was my goal score.
Look at you.
It's actually super fucking funny. So on English, I, like, still remember this breakdown because it was horrible. On English and, like, the first and third sections, I think English and reading, I got a 34. So I, like, killed those sections. And then on math and science, I think I got a 25 and a 27. So if I would have done better on those, I would have gotten, I don't know. There is a big discrepancy in my math and science skills.
Those are still, like, decent scores, though.
Yeah, for sure. But it's just, like, a 9 and 7 point difference, I think. I just thought that was pretty funny.
My 2011, I was 14 and 15. It was the end of my first year of high school into my sophomore year of high school. I'm trying to think if anything memorable happened. I don't think so. It was high school. I don't know. I'm really struggling to think of anything. It wasn't that memorable for me.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure it'll get harder as we go on to think of, I don't know. Some years are just years and nothing amazing happens, but 2012 is the year I graduated high school and started college. I started at the University of Minnesota. That was a pretty interesting year for me. So I had this high school boyfriend, and for some reason I, like, really didn't want to break up with him into college because, you know, you think you're going to marry your high school love of your life. Some people do. Most people don't.
Of course.
I actually asked my therapist, like, what are the success rates of high school couples, because she's a licensed marriage and family therapist or whatever, and she's like, it's very low. And I just thought that was really funny the way she phrased it. But you know what? I'm gonna take that out because my friends are listening to this in their high school.
No, sports, keep so. It in. They're, all right. They might, just because it doesn't happen all the time doesn't mean it never happens. Good luck to your friends.
True. Good luck to them. That was a pretty tough first semester of college, just because I lived in the party dorm. I was dating this guy and we only got to see each other once a week and I didn't drink. So it was just a lot of, like, I don't know. It's just, like, a lot of stuff that was all new. I have a hard time with transitioning into different phases of life, I guess. So, like, high school, like, middle school, the high school was hard. High school, the college was hard. College to post-grad was pretty hard. So it's just, like, those things when you have all these life expectations and then it suddenly just like flips and you like don't have those same expectations for yourself anymore. And there's different rules to follow. For some reason, that's like super hard for my brain to figure out. And it still is. And I don't know. Maybe that's the same for you, but it was definitely hard and I didn't have a lot of friends. And eventually I made some, and eventually I figured college out, but it's certainly not easy. And it's funny because my oldest cousins right now are finishing up, you know, they're on winter break from their first semester of college. And I'm just like, I want to ask and be like, yo, are you like doing okay? Because like, I know how hard it is. Let me know if you need anything. Like, we can definitely talk through it, because now I feel like I'm at the age where I can help them, like get them free booze if they need something. So
that's what they need. My 2012 was, so that was between my sophomore and junior years of high school. I had my first relationship, first kiss. That's when I started going hard for college. Between 2015 or 2012 and 2013, I took the SAT three times. And eventually composited the score that I wanted.
Nice.
It was very intense. I was very into school by that point. Also, that was the year where we had our military show for marching bands. For those of you who do competitive marching bands, yes, we were that school that did the military show and won every single competition. Mm. And I'm not even ashamed. I'm glad we won. I have a trophy in my room back home from that season when we won. I think it's the best music, like best in music trophy. So yeah, 2012 was really intense for me. A lot of heightened emotions. Had my first relationship, first breakup. It was a lot.
Relationships are hard. I think we need to do a podcast episode on things we've learned or things I've learned, maybe.
I feel like we have different lessons that we can.
Yeah, that's true.
Talk about.
Okay, what are we up to? 2013. Mm-hmm. All right, so 2013, finishing freshman year of college into sophomore year of college. This is when I started therapy for the first time, actually. So that was a pretty formative thing. I remember going over the summer to like appointments. I was working a lot at different jobs. I think I worked at the mall, and then I think I had another job on campus. So I just like worked a lot to like earn money. I'm one of those people who have always had a job since they were 16, if not multiple at a time. So I think it's, God, like actually last year of college, I think I had four jobs at one time. I don't even know why, but yeah. So I worked a lot, started therapy, sophomore year started, and it was okay. Broke up with my first boyfriend at that point. Nope, I lied. He broke up with me. And
sorry, it's not funny.
Well, it's we can laugh about it now, but it was hard. Like, breakups are hard. I don't know if I've ever taken a breakup as hard as that breakup.
The first one is tough. Yeah,
the first one's super hard, especially when you have all those expectations of, yeah, like I said, like getting married and being, you know, with this person forever. I think it's super hard. No matter like how long it was just yeah, it was hard. So yeah, moved on though. You're gonna love what I did in 2014, but we'll get there.
I'm gonna, oh God, I know what it is. Just like as a sidebar, I think that our age is an interesting one to talk about the last decade, because we did, or at least I think I did the bulk of my growing.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I literally went from child to adult in the last decade. So I just think that's interesting. Anyway, 2013, right? So that was junior year into senior year. That is, oh wait, in 2012, I went to Europe.
Ooh.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah, I went to France, Italy, as I'm about to make fun of you. I went to France, Italy, and Greece in 2012.
Was this for band or was this for fun?
It was with people to people, which is like an exchange program.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, the one I totally that you get that in the mail.
Yeah, I thought it was a scam. Scam.
Yeah, I did it. It was really fun.
Cool.
Anyway, I made a lot of friends through that, which was really cool. Anyway, back to 2013. Junior into senior year, I took the SAT again. I took the ACT. I started applying to a bunch of colleges. Not a bunch of colleges. I applied to 4 schools. And I got into 2 of my fallback schools in 2013. Senior year, my last marching band shows of high school, my last marching competitions. Lots of lasts happened in 2013, but even more in 2014. But we can talk about that after Martha talks about going abroad.
You already know. Yeah, so 2014, I was devastated from my breakup, and I decided to study abroad in London. Woo, my favorite topic. Love it, miss it. I've waxed about this so many times on the podcast, I'm not going to go into detail, but I had a lot of fun and did some solo travel and met some cool people, one of which I am still friends with. So that was cool. We met abroad, and I discovered she went to Winona State University, which is just a state school here, and she lived close to me. So yeah, we stayed in touch. I'm going to be at her wedding in September, actually. So
very nice.
We've known each other for a while. Yeah. What else did I do in 2014? Okay. Started junior year of college. Honestly, I don't think anything happened. Like nothing really sticks out. I moved into a house off campus for the first time. That was pretty interesting. Out of the dorms. Yeah. Got a car. No, that didn't happen until next year. But yeah, sort of kept growing up on my own and like figuring out how to cook and working on that. So that's it.
2014, I graduated high school. I got into Carolina, which was a very, very happy day. I think I still have a video of my mom walking into the house. So, you know, when you get into college, they give you that big packet that says, welcome to whatever school you got in. So I got that packet and I like taped it to the door of the garage. So my mom, when she walked in, no, that's not what I did. I went to the computer and typed out hashtag UNC18 and put it on the door. And my mom walked in and she yelled, Colby got in. And then I think she started crying after that. So that was the like going into my summer. Met my first roommate on Facebook, and we are still friends. Shout out to Adam. Oh, he doesn't listen to this.
Hannah listens to mine. Maybe she does, but she's my freshman roommate.
I know for sure Adam does not listen to this. Let's see. Started college marching band and met so many people. I am so glad I did that. I don't know how I would have met friends if I did not do marching band in college. Because literally the first day I moved in, I had instantly 300 people around me.
That's really nice. There was actually a girl in my dorm who was in marching band, and she moved in a week before everyone else. And so we're like, ooh, who's Shannon? Like, why is all of her stuff here? And we never saw her until probably second semester when things slowed down. And then we actually became friends. So that was cool. But yeah, for a while, I was like, oh, there's this random person who plays trombone that is always gone. Like, what is her deal? So that
sounds about right. Yeah. I didn't know many people on my hall when I was a first year, just because Adam and I were always gone. We were always doing things. And like, we knew our RA, and she was like, she kept trying to like build a program that we'd be able to do, like go to, bless her heart. And it just was like, she just like the days that she was busy were the days that we were free, and days that we were free were the days that she was busy. But she was a good RA, and she got me to apply to be an RA, which is, I guess, the end of my 2014.
Okay, 2015. So we're halfway through the decade at this point. Wow, this is actually really cool to do. I'm glad we're doing this.
Yeah, I'm glad you picked this format. I wasn't sure how we were going to do this, but I like this.
So 2015, I ended, stopped junior year of college, started senior year of college. I got my first internship, which is a really big deal in business school. You need to have like an internship to like get a job. You don't need to, but it helps. So I worked at this big company out in Anoka. Had a weird relationship with them because I tried to apply for a job after college there. And I basically just got like shut out by all of the recruiters and like blacklisted or something. And I honestly don't know what I did. Like, I don't know what I did wrong to not get a job there after college. But it was very odd. Like, I never heard from any of the recruiters again, even though I like emailed them multiple times and called and stuff. So that was weird. I don't know why that happened, but I worked at a big company for the summer and then started senior year. That's sort of when I feel like by this year, I really got the hang of college and figured out how to study and do well on tests. And like, not only that, but I also was taking classes that I genuinely enjoyed rather than just the generals that you have to take. So that was pretty cool, too. Moved out of the house that I was living in because I sort of got kicked out because these girls were mean and they were like, we want Abby to live here. And I was like, cool, where does that leave me? And they're like,
not here.
Well, we were hoping you could find somewhere else to live. And I was like, so you're kicking me out? And they're like, no. I was like, yeah, you are. So I left the house. I found another apartment or like a shitty house with some friends. I was like finally getting good at making friends too. That was a key development in my life because I would say I'm good at making friends now, or like at least able to talk to people about random shit until we find something we have in common. That was it. Worked, school, made some friends.
2015, I finished my first year of college, changed my major away from biomedical engineering to statistics. I became an RA. So I did RA training when I got back to school. By then, I had met and started dating my current partner. This makes 2015 seem so long ago.
Yeah. Holy crap.
So that was 18 and 19. Let's see. First semester as an RA was wild. That is it's also when I started having panic attacks and anxiety, and it's when I went to the counseling and psychological services at my college for the first time. Only time, really. That's a whole different story for another time.
Quick question. Did you find that it helped? Because we had those services at our college too, and they were good, but I don't know if you like encountered this at all, but it was super backlogged, so much so that you could only have one appointment a month because that's how many people needed services.
It was very busy and not intended for long-term issues, which is
interesting.
Frustrating because I feel like they don't tell you that before you contact them the first time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I have everyone has feelings about caps, but whatever. 2015, what else happened? Let's leave that there. The Panthers went 15-1 2015.
Did they go to the Super Bowl?
In 2016, that's what I was going to get to. But Carolina football went 11-1 regular season, went to the ACC championship and got jobbed by the refs. Should have had a chance to win the game against Clemson in the ACC championship game. Didn't get the chance. It was the beginning of my year of terrible sports. Anyway, go ahead.
2016, so we graduated college.
I
graduated college. We, the royal we, me and all my multiple personalities. I graduated college in 2016. That was the year into 2015 and 2016. I also started my old company, Nestle Packs, which made backpacks for kids with autism. And that was oddly very successful for some reason. I'm not trying to be humble, but it's like pretty cool that we did so well. That 2016, we did a Kickstarter and raised a little over $32,000, I think. And we gave, I want to say like about 100 backpacks to a partner organization here in Minnesota. So that was really awesome to give back as well as sell the product that, you know, was actually successful and designed and made in the USA, which was pretty cool. That's, again, a story for another time. I don't know if I've ever talked about that in depth on here.
Not to me either.
Yeah. No, we can...
We got a bunch of years to get through.
Yeah. We'll talk about some other time. But so we did that, and then I graduated. I say we because there was a team at one point, and it ended up just being me. That summer, I didn't work because I wanted to work on Nestle Packs and like make it big. I entered a startup competition, which I later ended up getting second in my division. So I won like $5,000, which is pretty cool. Paid off on my credit card debt that summer because I wasn't working. And then I started my first full-time, you know, post-grad job in September of 2016. Worked at a big client. Honestly, I loved working there. It was a great company. I think they do a lot of really good things, and hopefully someday we can cross paths again because worked there, met a lot of friends actually through there because we all sort of worked at the same few clients. And so you kind of just get to know people that way. So just worked and I forgot to mention in 2014, I met a guy that I would date for 3.5 years. So we were still dating at that point. What about you?
My 2016, right?
Yep.
Let's see. Turned 20 in 2016.
Oh, boy.
What else did I do? That was into my second year as an RA, finding my groove, knowing the do's and don'ts of all that, and how to formally shift through my residents and be a good mentor for them. Let's see. Yeah, Panthers went to the Super Bowl, lost. Carolina basketball went to the national championship, lost. Both of those in heartbreaking fashion. 2016, that's when I switched my major to sport administration away from statistics. And that's when I figured out school in a major way. I got into some history classes and did really well. I learned that I actually might be a better writer than I am at math, which is like counter to everything that people had told me up until that point. So yeah, that's where my 2016 left me.
On to 2017. So at this point in 2017, how old am I? 22 and 23. Yep. Ooh, cool. So I feel like life just begins after college. So 2017 was a year of more work. A year of somewhat disappointment because I eventually had to end Nestle Packs because we ran out of money. So that was like a hard loss for me. 2017 was also the year I got really into life coaching and hired a life coach, which would lead me on to tons of credit card debt. But that's the 2018 theme. And just worked a lot, got into life coaching, realized I wasn't super happy at my job. And that's why I wanted to sort of move on from that. So I have a lot more stories in 2018, but I think 2017 was just a working year. And I went back to London for the first time since I had studied abroad, LOL. And it was just as magical as I had remembered.
2017, the University of North Carolina men's basketball team won a national championship over Gonzaga. I got to go to the first four rounds of that tournament, and it was some of the most fun I've had in my entire life. A lot of stressful games, and I got to see Carolina history made when Luke May hit the shot to send the Heels to the Final Four. That was really fun. And just getting to see Greenville, South Carolina, which is a very nice city. I would go back to Greenville. And Memphis, Tennessee, two cities that I really had no reason to ever visit. Getting paid to go to those two cities was really cool. So that was a good time.
You got paid in the marching band?
For trips. So we could buy food.
Oh, like stipends.
Like per diem.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So that was every time we won a game in the tournament, we'd look at the band director and yell, "More money." So that was fun. I got an internship with the Atlantic Coast Conference, the ACC, which was really cool to see inside college athletics. It's really cool to walk into work and walk past the Orange Bowl every day, like the Orange Bowl trophy every day. Fun fact, the ones in the office, not real oranges. I was hungry one day, picked one up. It was plastic.
Well,
not real oranges in the Orange Bowl.
Oh my God, what if it was real and then you just ate the trophy?
You can eat the trophy. That would be funny if they just like kept it stocked with oranges while people pass through. Let's see. I was promoted to our resident advisor mentor. So I had a leadership position, a semi-managerial position, as well as being an RA, which was an interesting thing to navigate and a super interesting thing for a 21-year-old to navigate.
Yeah, no kidding. I guess you always think of like sophomores and juniors who are RAs being like big and worldly, but they're really not. They're like just kids trying to figure it out. Yeah. Too,
so. And I, when I see my old residents now, I tell them, I was like, you have no idea what we were doing when y'all weren't around. So that's always fun. But yeah, 2017 started my senior year. I was pretty much at figured school out. It was fun. School was finally fun for me again. I had a couple. I wasn't like struggling academically, but my grades weren't what they were in high school, where I was getting like A's all the time and a very rare B when I didn't feel like doing my homework. So getting to college and not having that happen all the time was a wake up call for me. But
yep,
we got through that. And by senior year, I was getting A's and B's and everything. So
nice.
That's how I leave 2017.
I think I got a couple C's senior year because I just didn't care. On to 2018. 2 years left. 2018 was a very interesting year for me. I mentioned in 2017 I got really into life coaching. That continued. And I really wanted to start a life coaching business, which I don't know. Like, that was a cool thing for me to try and start my own business again. It failed pretty spectacularly, and I put a lot of time and money into it, which I kind of regret. But I think I finally understand that the point of a business is not necessarily to make money. It's to, like, deliver a service. Or a product, and hopefully people find that product or service useful. Anyways, this is not business 101. In 2018, I got into a shit ton of credit card debt, which I am still burying myself. No, I'm getting out of it. I'm not burying myself deeper, thank God. But people don't really teach you about credit cards. It's just sort of like, okay, like here's a thing you can sign up for to get points, but you actually also have to pay that off every month. And if you don't, you're going to get interest, and eventually that interest will be a lot. And then you're just going to feel like you want to die. So that's what happened to me. And I went on a lot of trips that I probably couldn't afford. And yikes, Martha. I got really into Tony Robbins, who kind of sucks now.
Yeah,
2018 Martha was very into like personal development and making yourself better. And I still am, but you can't go like that hard because I don't know, it doesn't really pay off. But I went to Date with Destiny, which is a subject of a Tony Robbins documentary, and that's where actually where I got the idea to start the podcast. So like I'm thankful for that, not thankful that it cost me an arm and a leg to go. In 2018 I actually got hired on full time at my job, instead of just being like a contract employee. So I got some sweet benefits and a pay raise, so that was a pretty big deal for me too. So that was kind of fun. Did a lot of self-exploration, broke up with my boyfriend of 3.5 years in 2018. Went to a concert with him a few months after we broke up. Couldn't stop crying the whole time because, like, That's a good thing you do with your ex. Go to like a sad concert that you bought tickets together. I'll make that mistake again. But yeah, big year of like growing up and sort of figuring out my shit. So I guess, what was I, 24? Yeah, that's coming for you, Colby.
Oh, okay. Can't wait. Thanks. Yeah, 2018, I finished school. Lots of laughs, lots of more laughs, more goodbyes. Let's see, I moved back home. I got a job offer in Atlanta.
And did I know that? I don't know if I knew that.
Yeah, I got a job offer in Atlanta. I ended up not taking it. I didn't get a good vibe from the company, and also it was a lot too much too fast, and I don't think it would have been good for me. And in the end, I'm glad I didn't, but yeah, it was a very intense like month trying to figure all of that out. Eventually found a job at a small D1 school in North Carolina where I did athletic sales. And it was an interesting sort of job. And I learned that I didn't like sales very much. So, yeah.
On to 2019. 2019. Just last year. Just like 5 days ago. 2019 was interesting for me. I think it was another year of growing up. I finally realized that I needed to stop spending. I actually had no choice. Like, my credit cards were almost maxed out, which was like a really like embarrassing thing to have happened to you, because you're like, how did it get this bad? So I came up with a plan to like pay it all off. And that was really good to like, okay, I can control this one thing in my life that used to be out of control, but now I have a plan to figure that out. So I really grew up and learned a lot about like money and how to just manage daily things better. I also started a podcast, Shit You Need to Know. Now Martha and Colby Grow Up. Used to just be me. Now I have a cool co-host. We actually met last year too, which is, if you can believe it, it's only been less than a year since I've known Colby. So that was pretty crazy. Started a relationship, ended the relationship, sort of found out what I liked about dating. 2018 was a pretty big year of dating. 2019, not so much, just because I was in a relationship for part of it, but definitely like, okay, I know what I want now, and I know that I'm allowed to say no to people instead of always like figuring it out. So yeah.
I totally forgot. 2017 started Never Made Varsity. My first,
wow. Yeah, I've been going a long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute. My first successful podcast.
This one, I actually just looked at our downloads. The holiday episode was doing very well, so I don't know why.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, good for us. Yeah, 2019, ended it with a bang. I was at a bar in Uptown Minneapolis and had a blast. Definitely did a lot of cool things. I went to Nashville. I went to Belize. I went to Chicago. My friend got married. So I was 24 into 25 in 2019. Definitely like, whoa, okay, I'm in my mid-20s now. I'm not early 20s. I'm still like a young professional, but I'm closer to 30 than I am to 25 or to 20. So that was like sort of a big growing up moment for me. And I definitely don't, you know, I don't feel old. Like, I don't act old most of the time. I think I still have a lot of fun with life. So I'll let you finish up and then we can talk about what we're excited about for the next year or so. So
yeah, 2019 was pretty steady. Up until the end, up until August, September, when I started, I realized I didn't like my job in like April. I started applying for jobs in May, in waves, just whenever I felt the most defeated. I would send off more job applications. Finally got a bite the end of August, had a bit of a setback after that, came back. That setback luckily cleared up in a month. And was able to start what I'm doing now, which I like so much better than the last job I had. Since the last time we recorded, I moved in with that same partner. I started dating in 2015. She's just in the other room. I doubt she's listening. She probably has her headphones on right now because I'm talking. Yeah, that was the end of my 2019. I got sick for the first time in 2 years. That was weird.
Oh, yeah, you did get pretty sick recently.
Yeah, but I'm good now. And now it's 2020. So what are you hoping to happen?
I have a couple of goals, I think. One is always going to be relationship related. I'm dating a couple people right now, and I would like one or more of them to become serious relationships. And I'm excited, but I'm a little nervous because I want to be like, I don't know, dating is so hard and you just put a lot of pressure on yourself. So I should probably like stop putting pressure on myself and just like let it happen. But I'm hoping that these people, you know, end up being a good partner for me because I think that, I don't know, I deserve it. I think I've had my last relationship was fine. It wasn't amazing. And I think I'd like to have like that sort of amazing connection again. I would like to make money off of this podcast. I don't know how it's possible. I think we can at some point, but we're still new. We're literally like, I guess like brand new now because we have a new name and stuff. So we'll be starting from zero.
Brand new.
Yeah. That'll be a little bit interesting to figure out how we can do that or how to make it viable. I'd like to at least cover the monthly expenses it takes to run this and grow it. And I don't want to grow it just because I think it's, you know, I want to make money off of it. I want to grow it because we actually are, I think we're like a good podcast and we talk about good things and people could probably find this useful. So I just really want to like spread that message farther. I want to travel. I'm going to Chicago in a couple weeks for my birthday. I'm going to Orlando in July and maybe we'll see hopefully a trip in end of the year. I want to go to Belize again. Mom, if you're listening, pay for my ticket. Tickets to Belize are like $600. It's not cheap.
That's very expensive.
Yeah. Oh, I just did one of those 2020 prediction things that have been happening on Instagram where you do the frames and it said I'm going to be really tired. So hopefully I can find some good sleep. And I started working out again, which has been really great. I went to the gym 4 times this week, which is actually unheard of. So go me. That's great. And I hope to save more. Wow, who knew I had this many goals? Me, I did because I'm a Capricorn. I hope to save more and not feel the strain of like living paycheck to paycheck and being able to have money left over to put towards savings or put toward a vacation I want to take. So those are some of my goals. Just find, you know, be happy, save money, travel. And yeah, what about you? What's on your 2020 agenda?
Don't fall down.
I didn't yet, but
it's debatable.
Well, all right. So, listeners, if you think I have fallen, okay, let me explain the story. I was at a bar on New Year's Eve. The bar was very slippery, and I was drinking. I fell down, but I don't know what time I fell down. It could have been before New Year's. Like midnight. It could have been after midnight.
This is, I don't know why this is so funny to me.
Well, so I talked to the guy I was with and I was like, hey, like, when did I fall down? And he's like, okay, well, I remember you going to get a drink and then I remember you laughing and like high fiving me, telling you that telling me that you fell down. So and he said that was before midnight. So I'm going to go off his word because, I didn't look at the clock, but I do remember getting water because I was trying to be responsible and not drink so much. And yeah, so 2020, don't fall down. If I do, it's going to be like December 31st, 11:59 p.m. So
Yeah, so did she fall down? No one knows. I think that's very entertaining. Other goals, I want to get through like the beginning period of my job, which lasts 6 months, so I still have a good period of time, and then, you know, reevaluate like where I want to be in the organization, if what I'm doing is good, or if I want to maybe try something out in a different department. So I think that will be interesting to see how I grow and see where that leads me. I have a bit of an idea of what I want to do, but we'll see. I definitely want to grow like within my relationship. We have a really good thing going, and I would like it to keep going, please. So that's going to be good. And I don't know, we're going to go on a trip at some point. I don't know where we're going or when we're going. We have an idea of where we're going, but when
that'll and be fun.
How all that stuff is going to be
up Orlando to visit me.
Probably not, honestly.
Not that I wouldn't expect you to, so.
So, yeah, those are the main goals. Nothing really extravagant, just get better at being an adult. I'm only 23. I have a lot of growing to do. So
I'll be 26.
You're old.
Fuck off. No, I feel that's like solidly almost late 20s. 26 is the year that if I was still on my parents' health insurance, that I would have to get my own health insurance. 26 is also the year I can rent a car without penalties. I feel like I don't want to jinx myself, but I do feel that the years can kind of go in waves. So like 2018 was okay, 2018 was good, 2019, so like I kind of feel that 2020 is going to be a good year, just because I have some solid goals in place, and I have some fun things to look forward to, like my friend's getting married too, and I'm in the wedding, so that'll be pretty fun. But I think it's anyone's game right now. We're only 5 days in.
Yeah, the middle part of 2019 was pretty rough for me. I kind of yada-yadded over it, but it was not a good time. So,
yeah, you know what? It doesn't matter. It's over now. I think it's good to reflect on these things, but I think honestly that you can learn from things that happened in the past and go forward and make it better, as cheesy as that sounds. But I think it's definitely worth reflecting on your year or your decade if you haven't recently. So
that was the sermon at church today. 2019 was over. It's in the past. It's behind you. Time to move forward.
Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Martha and Colby Grow Up, where we still don't know how to end the podcast.
Nope. This would be the part where we tell you what we're talking about next week, but we don't know what we're talking about next week. If you have any ideas, go ahead and let us know either at Real Martha Riley, at Martha and Colby, or at Colby Complains. Let us know. We'll figure it out.
See you next week. Find us online at www.shityouneedtoknow.com or needtoknow.show, and on Twitter and Instagram at SYNTKpod.
Thank you to Stephen Boyd and DJ Empirical for all things sound. Big shouts to Irene, even though you don't listen to the podcast.
And don't forget to rate us 5 stars and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and we'll talk soon. Wow. Did I? No. I don't. No. I didn't. No, I didn't.